And I pray to you tonight on behalf of our silent witnesses.
Last October, as part of Domestic Violence Awareness Month, 50 members of the Navajo Nation gathered together at the Shiprock Chapter House. They were there to attend a vigil in honor of Navajo women murdered by domestic partners. Life-sized images of the murdered women stood in the front of the room. They're known as the silent witnesses. Eleanor, whose real name is not used to protect her identity, was at the vigil to speak for them.
Some people, they would just look at you when you're getting beaten. If they'll just walk away from it. I've seen that before, so if a woman's getting beat, if there's the kids involved, they should do something about it.
Eleanor survived 20 years of domestic violence at the hands of two husbands, both Native. Now she's telling her story at events like this one to encourage women who are victims of domestic violence to get out before it's too late. She says her first husband would hit her with anything he could grab.
When he comes back drunk and or when he's upset about something that he don't like that's done, I would be dragged around a lot of time.
The Home for Women and Children, a domestic violence shelter in Shiprock, is the sponsor of the event. Besides providing a safe haven, the home conducts a state-certified offender program that includes Navajo traditional teachings. Clifford Jack is the facilitator. He says that wherever you go, you're supposed to treat everyone as your relative.
And then right now, that's not being practiced. Women are objectified through the other influences rather than seeing everybody as your female relatives like it was a long time ago. So I teach that on the clan system, and some of them don't know, so I encourage them to go back and learn.
While this approach may work with anyone, advocates say more solutions are needed when a non-Native offender is involved. That's because of jurisdictional issues. A 1978 Supreme Court decision ruled that tribes can't prosecute non-Natives who commit criminal acts on their lands. Arthur Michaels is a tribal prosecutor in Española. He says the court ruling is just wrong.
It's abhorrent and it's injustice not to have non-Indian people prosecuted on Indian land when they commit the crime on Indian land.
Michaels says this ruling keeps tribal communities from obtaining justice. He explains that when a non-Native abuses or kills a Native woman, the case goes to federal agencies like the FBI, and this could take up to 2 years to prosecute.
First, they got to determine if you did it. They got to determine if it's a misdemeanor or felony. Then they have a big caseload. They don't just do it within 90 days like we usually do in tribal court. So justice is not done. Justice delayed is justice denied.
This past year, tribes fought to get their power to prosecute non-Natives back through a provision in the reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act. The bill stalled last year because of continued concerns about the non-Native defendants' legal rights. But advocates say these concerns are unfounded because the proposed law protects their rights, like the right to a public defender. The bill also provides funding for domestic violence services. While the controversy continues, Najawe, a Navajo woman who was almost strangled to death by her husband, has this blunt advice.
An abuser will always be an abuser until he gets help or until he's incarcerated. Get out before he kills you, you know, pretty much. Underline before he kills you.
Najawe and Eleanor say that if they hadn't gotten help from domestic violence shelters, they may be silent witnesses themselves. Tribal prosecutor Michael says support for shelters is needed now so that women and children have a safe place to go.
It's one thing to talk about work for helping the Indian people and the Native women and all this stuff. You don't give them the money or the resources. You're conning them. It's what you call a political snow job.
The Violence Against Women Act never made it through Congress last year, even though 120 congressional members from both parties urged the House leadership to vote on it. Their letter of support highlights the fact that three women are killed every day in the United States by an intimate partner. For KUNM, I'm Colleen Keene.